A pair of Sea to Sky riders nabbed hardware on Sunday afternoon during Group B action at the Canadian Open Downhill, conquering a brand new 11.99 track that pushes even the world's best. Jack McCready sped to silver in the men's U17 race, while Callie Copping was second fastest among U15 women. McCready was the first athlete to break the 4-minute barrier all day, 3:56.798, although he would ultimately be eclipsed by winner Asa Vermette from the United States, 3:35.307. Another American, Alex Mollen, took bronze, 3:59.008, while Squamolian Mason Cruikshanks ended up fifth, 4:05.267. McCready bounced back from an underwhelming 2022 festival, where he failed to finish both the Canadian Open Downhill and his Air Downhill race. "I was really happy about it," said McCready about his performance. "I honestly didn't think I was going to break 4 minutes, as I had a pretty sloppy run at the bottom, but nothing like went wrong. I was surprised by how loose and dusty the bottom section of the track was. There were a lot more holes than I expected. I actually ended up really liking the course, but throughout the weekend, it got really blown out and dusty, and it just made it way, way harder for your hands and body." Despite missing the podium, Cruikshanks was likewise pleased with his effort. "I had a big unclip on one of the sections, so I was running with only 1 foot on the pedal," he revealed. "Yeah, it was really sloppy in parts. I hit the top section really nice though. It felt amazing having my friends and family watching and filming me on the side of the course." Girl power. Kopang's nascent career is off to a hot start, and few things will boost her stock more than a Kronkworx silver medal. The fast rising up and comer remained poised throughout the women's U15 event to put down a solid time, 5:04.478. Nori Klein of the United States blew away the field as the only girl to get under 5 minutes, 4:52.963, while local contestant Ruby Wells clocked in for third place, 5:18.760. Copping believes she could have challenged Klein for gold, were it not for a lengthy course hold that forced her to attempt her run a second time. "On my first run, my bike was feeling good and everything was really good," she said. "Then on my second lap, my bike was not feeling good. I was bottoming out. It was gnarly. It did not work out. My shocks were just like, not working." Nonetheless, Copping managed to keep it together, making a few key saves down the stretch to cross the line in medal position. She's grateful for it, as few experiences can truly prepare a rider, especially a non-professional, for the demanding 11.99 course. "It was really gnarly," she admitted. "The track is really long and tiring, and once you get to the bottom, you're so tired." Results roundup. Australian Noah White emerged on top at the men's U15 competition, 4:12.257, edging out runner-up Coulter Necht from the United States, 4:14.028. Pemberton's own Cody Kelly earned bronze, 4:15.431, in a tightly contested affair. Two Americans, Aletha Ostgaard, 4:33.943, and Matilda Melton, 4:40.043, stole the show in the women's U17 event in a 1-2 finish for the Stars and Stripes. Tate Prue-Royds of Kelowna joined them on the podium in third, 4:46.058, and Mary Smart wound up as tops among Sea to Sky athletes in fifth, 5:15.987. Going from spry youngsters to seasoned veterans, Scott Leonard won the senior men's race in front of his Squamolian fans, 4:02.695. Great Britain's Harry Barrett came second, 4:03.200, and Aussie Will Spark was third, 4:03.422. Full results are available online. Check back in with Peak News Magazine for more Kronkworx coverage throughout the week.